Proclamation number 8814, dated the June 19th, 1964. Exposure of misguided teachings is God's will. It is my will that you should spread the truth, including the exposure of misguided teachings that have crept into my word. This can only be done by confrontation with the pure truth. You must always ask yourselves who guarantees that my teachings, which are submitted to you, are the truth. You cannot simply accept human words as truth, since you know that they can also be influenced by my adversary, who is always interested in plunging humanity into confusion. If you really want to know the truth, you will definitely receive the right answer, providing you don't want to live in error and request the answer from me, which I certainly won't deny you. And first I will tell you that you have free will, which may never be compelled. I will point out to you that it may not be forced by either side, neither by good nor by evil influences, and that you are responsible as to how you have made use of this will. Hence every teaching which you are required to accept, as dogma, is against my will. You have the freedom to determine for yourselves what you want to believe, and no human being can limit your religious freedom. You also have the right to evaluate different directions of faith and take what you agree with from all schools of thought. Therefore I will always speak to those people who want the pure truth, because all others are not interested. They are indifferent whether truth is presented to them or not. They are satisfied with teachings which have been added to my gospel by people, but which could be recognized as completely absurd if people cared to investigate them. My adversary has tied a solid knot by forcing people into obedience, which has eliminated every personal religious opinion, because no one dares to have their own point of view or believes it to be a great sin. And here God's will should come first. Therefore I draw your attention to free will, which you would have to dispute if you submit yourselves to human law. The working of the spirit in the human being, the only means of receiving pure truth, is also unknown to you. You do not believe that I myself will guide you into truth, and you reject all knowledge gained this way. But this alone is the truth and exposes many misguided teachings. However, as long as you bow to Satan's commandment that you may not freely accept a teaching which you have recognized as right, as long as you cannot liberate yourselves from something that I myself will never demand of you, you will be slaves, completely without freedom. I myself will force no human being to accept the truth who does not recognize it as such, since I have given the human being free will. You so often raise the objection that human beings have to be educated in one direction of thought. In that case you should just keep to the two commandments which I myself have taught people on earth. Just teach them the commandments of love, and you'll indeed be doing whatever human beings need to attain maturity of soul. Because now it will show who has the sincere will to live in love. And then he will experience the working of my spirit within himself too. He will be introduced to truth, to the knowledge of the meaning and purpose of creation, to the knowledge of the meaning and purpose of life on earth, and above all to the motivation and significance of the act of salvation by Jesus Christ, without whom no human being can achieve blissfulness. You, however, are not living Christians. Christians, who are successors of Jesus and completely convinced of the strength of this salvation work. Christians, who belong to my church, whose founder I am myself. Otherwise you would also hear the voice of my spirit, who would inform you of the many misguided teachings which find acceptance in the world, and which I will always and ever fight against. Because only truth will lead you to me. And only through truth can you become blessed. and hence I will convey the truth to my helpers on earth again and again, and at the same time give them the task to spread the truth in the world, because the human being must live in truth if he wants to become happy. Amen.